This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Tony Ortiz back in our studios, yeah. Old friend of the show.
T.O. Yes.
What's up, my man?
What's up, guys? How you doing? I never show up unless there's, bad news, so there you go.
Well, yeah. No, the breaking news, and certainly it's good to have the familiar voice to Lions fans, longtime sideline reporter, and you know Frank. I mean, look, this is this sucks.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, it took me off guard. I was surprised. I saw the text, and I'm like, no, there's no way this is real. And sure enough, it turns out to be that way. I'm very curious now how the Lions adjust. Do they go with Tate Ratledge, the rookie, as the center? Do they go in the free agent market and try to find somebody? Or do they even give Graham Glasgow a chance back at center? I'll be very curious to see how this shakes out. And again, kind of another setback guy for a team that's lost its offensive coordinator, its defensive coordinator, now a key part of their offensive line. The 2025 season's either going to be really, really good or really, really not so good.
And they're also going to be missing their, you know, Pro Bowl nose tackle for at least probably to Halloween minimum, right?
Yep, exactly. So everything's set up for this to be a very interesting season. I'll leave it at that.
Well, I'll just say this to the doom and gloom crowd, and I kind of standing next to one of them right now. But the thing about it is last year's team, when you go through and you just take the red pen and start – crossing off the names of guys that weren't available at the end of the year, and still they managed to go 15-2. They were more than capable of winning the Super Bowl last year. They took massive hits to one side of the football. This is like the first big injury for next year of a guy that we were counting on who now we can't. What we do need is some good luck. Yep. Because if they bring back guys that are healthy and return to form and make plays, they're once again going to be more than capable. This is a challenge, but it's not as if – two things. One, it's not as if they're going to have all these guys in-house try out and they're going to fail and they're not going to do anything about it, right? They've got time to test these guys, prepare these guys before the season starts, and then you hope, okay? You hope it works out, but if it doesn't, okay, what are we going to do to make up for it?
I mean, it's a cop-out maybe to say this, but if you could give me last year's schedule this year, I would feel a little better.
Well, okay, they might not go 15-2, and they might have to play a first-round game. But look at the last – here are your Super Bowl winners. 14 wins, 11 wins, 11 wins, 14, 12, 11, 11. These are your last, I think, six or seven Super Bowl winners. So you don't have to go 15-2. 15-2 didn't do them much good.
No, look, I expected them to go either 10 or 11 wins this year, okay? And to me, you lose Ragnow – that drops at least one game out of my 10 or 11. It does. I mean, he's that good. He's that important.
I'm not going to say anything until I see how they respond.
Okay.
And they need, you know, and Brad Holmes is one hell of a GM. And no, we didn't see this one coming. But I bet he has contingency plans. And they probably don't suck.
And they probably knew this was possible, so they have been working on those contingency plans, and maybe that was part of drafting Ratledge and Frazier. But it's just still, I'm just, the fan in me is just taking me to a place I didn't
expect. Tony, he's in a dark place.
Yeah,
so I noticed. I'm a little bit dark place too, Stoney. I'm right there with you because this was unexpected. And of all the things that have happened in this offseason to the Lions, this may be the biggest of the blows that they've sustained.
I kind of agree. I mean, to a poll, whose loss is greater? Aaron Glenn, Ben Johnson, Frank Ragnow, and I'm sure there's somebody else I'm forgetting. I mean, seriously, this is big. This is big. I mean, look, does it mean they can't make the playoffs? No, of course they can still make the playoffs.
Well, last year without Aiden Hutchinson, could they have won the Super Bowl without Hutch?
After the Buffalo when McNeil went down, I said they can't win the Super Bowl.
Okay, but you just added another critical player. I just said when Hutch went, because Hutch and Ragnow to me are on the same level, elite player in the trenches, one for offense, one for defense. They're going to get Hutch back. They're going to get Hutch back.
I know.
Yep.
Tony, anything else before you get back to your day job?
Nope. I'm going back to the day job at this point.
Leave it to Tony. Not only that, he plays audio of the Galarraga play. So, like, we don't go and give you Buffalo Bill Super Bowl highlights.
No, you don't. I just couldn't resist. I just couldn't resist. You know, it's like, I'm here. I might as well bring the dark cloud with me, guys.
Anything? I know you played the Briquette cut. Did he add anything off the air or that you didn't use that's important to include?
Just the biggest thing was Tate Ratledge being the guy who was taking first team snaps at least during OTAs, and that's the guy who's probably going to get the first shot at being the center, because my question was, would it be Graham Glasgow? And he immediately corrected and said, no, it's Ratledge who will get the first shot. But they can go out and still get somebody this offseason or during training camp to plug in if things aren't working out with Ratledge.
TL, thanks, buddy.
You got it, guys. Miss you.
Yeah, no, it's always good to see Tony Ortiz bouncing around the building. And, of course, on updates for years here on 97.1 The Ticket. So, what do the people have to say about this blow to the Detroit Lions? Ragnow was an absolute warrior. It definitely is a concern. We have a very young interior offensive line in front of Goff who lacks mobility. A push up the middle will disrupt him the most with a likely rookie and another rookie or second-year guy at both guard spots, or guard and center. That's from Marlon. Well, here's the thing, is we've said forever that you have to draft well to maintain this. Well, we're going to test it because there's three young interior offensive linemen, Mahogany, Ratledge, Frazier, all intriguing young players. You really hope he got it right. I mean, Brad Holmes, did he go out and do what he does, which is mine and find players in the draft?
Yeah, hopefully these guys will work out. Look, there's a chance that you're right and I'm, doing into the wind that I shouldn't be doing. But I'm trying to be realistic here. And when you take – it's – somebody who is as valuable, and it's not just the playing ability, it's the leadership, it's knowing the defenses in that position. Like I said, as great as Sewell was, in a weird way, this is tougher because of the other stuff that I pointed out, of sitting there being the quarterback of the offensive line.
Well, don't misinterpret and making sure, and I don't think you are. I just want to see what they do before I get doom and gloomy. Yes, I'm not going to try and discount that this isn't a blow, but I've seen really competent moves made. Other teams have lost players and gone on to do great things. And, you know, they can't – this feels like the first injury of 2025, even though it's obviously not an injury, but the first player we are counting on is gone. It's Frank Ragnow, announcing his retirement today. Okay. How do they respond? How does the organization respond? What does Brad Holmes do? What are these young guys capable of? I still have faith in them doing something smart.
They kind of might have seen this occurring. I'm seeing on Twitter/X, Colton Pouncey, who covers the Lions for The Athletic, said Brad Holmes was asked about Ragnow's future in February of 2024. His answer was, quote, We're not going to pressure him to do anything or make any moves, but the communication will be diligent. It'll be thorough. It'll be respectful. This has been thus on their radar.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. More of your responses coming in. Champ and Chump, you can get those votes in. But breaking news today, Frank Ragnow retiring from the Detroit Lions. Hey, FanDuel is the best place for you to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently? Or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. Once games start, you can combine your live prop bets into same-game parlays. I'm not a big same-game parlay guy. I'll be honest about it. But I am in favor of taking advantage of the profit boosts that they make available. What I like doing with those is taking a favorite on the money line, use the profit boost to give yourself a little bit better return. Feels like a safer bet. And you get a better return than you normally would. Plus, right now, for new customers, go to FanDuel.com/Doug. You can join. And if your first $5 bet wins, you'll get $200 in bonus bets. It's a great way to get started. And in fact, you can do what you want with your $200 and start winning. And if you don't, whatever. It wasn't your money, right? They were just bonus bets. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Carson Anderson program. Stoney's in for Scott Anderson. We have breaking news today. If you are just joining us, the Detroit Lions, well, look, Frank Ragnow will no longer be a Detroit Lion. He announced his retirement, and everybody's doing the same thing. Hey, good luck. You know, thanks for everything you did, but holy crap, now what? And the now what, we're not going to know probably for some time. I suspect that this isn't completely out of left field and that the Lions have thought about, okay, what are we going to do if Frank does retire? And he did. So now what? 248-539-9797. Immediately, a lot of scrutiny on all of the young Detroit Lions that are brought in last 2 years. I mean, you think about three interior offensive linemen. That tells you that it's probably not a complete and total stunner that this group, that this, you know, that they get this news. It is rather unfortunate, though, because it's just hard to imagine them being better at center. They're probably going to be worse at center. It does free up a significant amount of cap space. Can't do a whole lot probably right now in free agency. Can they get somebody that might be better than the rookies they have or Graham Glasgow? It's possible. And, you know, I'm not going to freak out just yet because I want to see what the most competent Detroit Lions management group does with this news.
Yeah, look, that's going to be interesting and see how prepared they were for this. And I think they were somewhat prepared. It's just whether they're going to be enough out there for them to even make a trade, sign somebody. Like I said, the worst part about this is the timing. And the timing of it, you know, you wish the fan in you says, God, why couldn't he have known a few months ago? Obviously, it's not something he took lightly. He probably thought he was, you know, I think I can do this. And as it got closer and closer and you have OTAs and you decide, nah, I'm not going to do it. The quote from, I think it was TJ who said, or somebody said, he wanted to be Frank again and not be Frank Ragnow, NFL player. And that's a tough thing to do.
We welcome in a friend of the show on the station. Mike Tirico is here.
Hi, boys. How are you?
Hello. We're good.
Nice to see you both.
Yeah.
Guess there's news today, huh?
Wow.
I was off doing something else, so I didn't hear about it. I actually saw it on my phone. Mm-hmm. Rocket Classic, which is now the Rocket Classic, not the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
Okay.
They had their media day in addition, and then come over here for this in the afternoon. So I just saw the headline, so I don't know much of what's been said, but it's news.
Yeah. I'm what they call Brad Bot. I can't wait to see what Brad's going to do because I feel like it's going to be something smart.
Well, let's start with, first off, and good for Frank as a person, right?
Yes.
Because that's, I've seen Frank behind the scenes, not a lot, but the few times that we've been over there, and just how much he goes through missing. When you miss practice most days, right, or you're fighting through, or guys say, I have no idea how he, over and over for multiple years, well, he's probably aged his body plus 10 years mm-hmm. with what he's done physically, right? Yeah. So I understand this. I don't even understand why more guys don't walk away earlier as offensive linemen because of that incredible physical toll. So having said that, what's the cap implication? How much money do you get back? That's going to be a big part of it. And how do you invest it? And then the second part is you drafted young, right?
Right.
You drafted a couple interior guys. You've got flexibility. You have to lean in here.
Yeah, you're in now.
I'm sorry. Hi, everybody. The visual part is you have to rely on who you drafted. And then there's always a veteran out there available for a fifth-round pick or a free agent, or somebody's decided, you know what, we need to upend the apple cart a little bit. We're building for the future. A veteran offensive lineman is something that is helping us a half step in our rebuild. So there are multiple options here. It's not the end of the world. But correct me if I'm wrong, I don't pay a ton of attention to OTA news, because mm-hmm. OTA news is usually we're right. bored at summer.
Yes. Yep.
But there were more people taking snaps at center than normal.
Correct.
One, that's what happens when your starting center is not participating because of injury. But two, maybe they had a little bit of an inkling. I don't think this is stunning development inside Allen Park.
Right. Ragnow said the Lions have been working with him through this for a while.
So they knew.
They knew this. I'm sure they knew when OTA started.
Yeah.
But it's just the fan in me, and I'm more doom and gloom than Doug. It just sucks because you have one of the best at that position, the most important or second most important
sure.
position on the offensive line. You lose him, and does it take your Super Bowl chances down just a smidge? Yes, it does.
Probably, yeah. But you have tackles.
I know.
You have tackles. You've planned for this. You've got to build interior. The good news is you're doing it with a quarterback who knows protections inside out.
Right.
And can babysit a center change. You also have Graham Glasgow, who understands it, right, and has played it and has done it. So you are not completely without a veteran experienced body in there. So I think the centers are so huge because of reading with the quarterback. And as long as they're reading the same thing, it's good. You know, usually veteran center helps a young quarterback. Veteran quarterback helps a young center. When you have veteran, mm-hmm. then you're on calculus, right? You're on next level stuff. So will that drop down? If it's Graham, probably not. If it's one of the young guys, more's on Jared's plate, and that's fine. Jared told us last year that he was looking for more options with a play call, like a third and a fourth option to get to. So Jared, in terms of understanding and executing, is at as high a level as you get for quarterbacks. So you're covered there at least.
You're more dialed into everybody else's problems. We're so focused on our own problems here in Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a sense of certainty you can give Detroit fans that, while this isn't great, our problems are fewer than most?
That's in the problem scale. It bumps up the Lions a little bit.
Yeah.
In a year where I think there were more problems anyway this year, you know, like is there a legit third receiver? A problem third receiver who's part of the equation, right? Do they take a step up there? Was one of the things for me that I haven't heard a lot of folks talk about as much. Number two quarterback. Like, that's I believe that you need a number two quarterback who can win you a couple of games, right? Because to get a guy through 17 is not the norm in the NFL. So can somebody come in the fourth quarter, get a save, and come back and start and give you six good quality innings the next time, right?
Right.
I think those are important things. This rises to that level and adds a question. The good news is it adds a question to the absolute strength of the team, which is offense. They outscored people on a regular basis last year, so you add to that. This year is not going to be last year. It's not going to be. The schedule is so much harder. The AFC South, the annuity for a lot of teams, is not there this year. It's the AFC North. It doubles in difficulty. 15-2 is probably not going to happen. So I think people just need to get their minds back around that. And maybe Dan Campbell was right. The San Francisco game, maybe that was the one chance. Next year gave you another chance. Maybe there's another one or two here. But these windows don't stay open for 10 years.
But because of so many of their young players are signed long-term, I think the mm-hmm. window is more open than others believe. I do want to ask you this thing, though. This town, not everybody, kind of obsessed with it, getting that other pass rusher.
Alongside with
Hutch. Is that a legitimate concern, or do you think with Hutch still, and if Davenport, the big if, can stay healthy?
Right. I mean, he looked great and for a game and a half, right, or two games, and that's what it's been too often, right? So you worry about that. Either that or find other ways to creatively get pressure, right? That's the key. I mean, Doug, living through the Michigan games, the ability of the defensive coordinators the last few years has been to creatively get pressure from a variety of guys over and over, right? So you may be in a mode where you're going to have to do that a little bit more. That's on the problem scale, you know, that's in the same boat as this, right? Because if you can pressure the quarterback and protect the quarterback, you win most football games in the NFL.
Right, and if you have a quarterback, which they have, those are the three tenets of football, right? Protect quarterback, get to the other quarterback, and have the quarterback.
So the option off of Hutch getting pressure is McNeil going to be healthy enough at some point to be an interior pass rush factor, right? Because that then you can't double. What all pass rushing is, who can we get one-on-ones for, and can they win? Because you're going forward, they're going backwards. You can get a one-on-one, and you know they call it just you kind of pick the guy. Mm-hmm. The best pass rusher picks the guy and say, Karsh, he's going to stop me. Stone, I can get by him.
Yes, and he's accurate.
I'll pick on the weakest.
He should have retired a while ago.
I'll pick on the weakest guy. I'll pick on the weakest guy by matchups, right?
Yeah.
So you need two guys who can win those. And do they have a second guy who can win those? That's the problem.
Fascinating.
So, among the others. So.
Fascinating.
It's June 2nd.
I know.
It's golf season.
Yeah.
Relax.
And look at his golf bag. He's got Otto the Orange on it.
Now, it was a nice gift at a charity event.
So what's your next big one? U.S. Open?
U.S. Open in
–
I drive to Pittsburgh a week from today. Drive to Oakmont. It'd be, you know, it's so nice to have one not too far away. Great place like this place. Oakland Hills looks amazing. How about the clubhouse, by the way?
Oh, it's come along.
It's so cool. Yes. For the people who are in Oakland County who don't drive by here on a regular basis, man, when the U.S. Opens here, it's going to be so damn cool. Really, 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 really special.
2035.
Yeah, U.S. Open weeks have become, you know, maybe I'll retire by then, Stoney.
Yes.
And I'll just
watch
here. Actually, you know what? I got a rocker with my name down here on the patio, so I'll join you there. But interesting day.
Yes.
Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, nice to see you.
Yes.
Nice to see you. Glad you're well.
Yes, we interrupted his lunch. Mike Tirico.
Can I have a cold chicken sandwich?
There you go. Enjoy it.
Frank Ragnow owes me a warm chicken sandwich.
Yes, he does.
There you go. There's a drop. Goodbye.
There he is. Mike Tirico, of course, voice of the NFL and Sunday Night Football. It is.
And golf, and soon to be doing NBA next year, too.
That's right.
He does everything and does it very well. So does Planet Fitness. Planet Fitness, the best place for me. Why? Because I need to get in shape all the time. I go to the one in West Bloomfield. I'm a cardio guy. I get on the elliptical, the treadmill, and my favorite, because I'm kind of lazy, the recumbent bike, 12 miles most days. It's a cool thing. Great deals going on right now. Join in the get a black card membership. It's great. You get all the amenities for just $29 a month. That's our $24.99, including hydro massage, innovative amenities, and there are over 50 locations in the Detroit area, thousands more throughout the world. Rochester Hills, the Planet Fitness out there has been totally remodeled. The Planet Fitness in Marysville is now open. Planet Fitness, as always, a judgment-free zone. So find your nearest club and join today in-club, online, or on the free Planet Fitness app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're all strong on this planet.
Thanks to Mike Tirico. Stop by. Doug Karsh. Mike Stone in for Gator Today News. Frank Ragnow has announced his retirement. Let's get to a ton of feedback that has come in. Ragnow was an absolute warrior. It's definitely a concern having a very young interior offensive line in front of Goff, who lacks mobility. Oh, I already read this one. My apologies. Brian in Dallas says, the Lions knew. That's why they double-dipped at guard. Glad to have Glasgow and two youngsters at guard. Really need Manu to hit now. Well, I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
He's kind of the forgotten man in all this. Manu, Mahogany, Frazier, and Ratledge, all young interior offensive linemen that have been added. And
but let me ask this. If they knew, you would think they would at least, or maybe they did try to get one of those free agents.
They might
have. I mentioned Ryan Kelly goes to the Vikings. Drew Dahming went to the Bears, among others.
Yeah. I mean, they might have. It would have. We would have gone, what the hell?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And Ragnow probably wasn't ready to make an announcement. Told him he's trying to come back.
Yep.
You know, it's so hard. Like, in retrospect, sure. But they're like, okay, we think we're going to have Frank. Frank thinks he's going to give this a shot. You know, we're not counting him out. But, hey, certainly they drafted as if they knew.
Yes. Well, they drafted interior linemen. They didn't draft the center per se. But Ratledge did play a little center, if I'm not mistaken.
They try to do this a lot, right?
Yeah.
Interior offensive line. There's a reason why for the draft they list IOL usually.
Correct.
As a position group.
Well, that's
so
why, like I mentioned, because when the Eagles drafted Juergens, he wasn't a center at Nebraska. He was a guard, I believe. And now he's Kelsey's replacement.
Gutted is the perfect word to describe how I feel. God, I loved having him in Honolulu Blue. Guy was a warrior. Thank you for everything, Frank. Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the implied feeling we all have, right? Thank you, Frank Ragnow.
Yes.
You were part of building this team up to be a Super Bowl contender. That's the part that I really feel bad for him. It's got to suck. This is the best time to be a Detroit Lion.
Yeah.
And he's going to miss out as far as the best time to be a player here, right?
Yeah, he had his shots, and they'll still have a shot this year. But it would have been better if he was a part of it.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
Frank leaving sucks, but we're acting like Sewell just walked away. LOL, he's had a boatload of injuries. There's always been retirement talk with him.
That part is true. And I was probably a little overboard by the comparison to Sewell, but it's more for the knowledge of what that center position can do, because he's the one with the football before it goes to Goff, and he sees stuff, and you watch him point and things like that. As great as Sewell is, he's worried about the guy or the two guys that he has to deal with, not the entire offense or defense.
This text from an unnamed texter, blank Ragnow it's this decision. If this decision wasn't made 4 months ago, suck it up and earn your money. Be the player you're supposed to be. Kelce is 7 years older and hasn't been retired that long. Way to F the team.
Look, every player is different. You have no idea the pain threshold that he went through or whether Jason Kelce had similar pain threshold. You don't know that. Come on now.
You I mean, that's like one of the most unfair texts.
Pretty much.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Rick. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Rick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Rick.
Listen, I'm a longtime Lions fan. I was born in Tennessee, grew up in Michigan, and moved back to Tennessee in 18. I've followed everything I can about the team, and the Lions had to know this was coming. I mean, I guarantee you they knew it. They would have drafted two linemen, whether Ragnow was going to retire or not, just for the fear that he might get injured again. We've got two aging spots on that offensive line, Decker and Ragnow. They both have to see the future's coming, where they won't be able to afford repaying those guys, and they're going to be replaced. You know, Ragnow has a life out of football. He loves the outdoors. I could see him doing an outdoor show, hunting and fishing show, and making himself very happy for the rest of his retirement here or whatever. I see the offensive line starting at Decker left tackle, Mahogany left guard, Glasgow center, Ratledge right guard, and Sewell, of course, right tackle. I think Glasgow is a better center. A lot of people don't realize this. His stats-wise, he shows up as a better center than he does a guard. He's mostly played guard in the NFL career, obviously, but he has played quite a bit center. And I don't think this offensive line is going to skip a beat. I'm not at all worried about any of this. And I just hope the team can keep it together and keep injuries down this year, and we should be knocking on that Super Bowl door.
Well, I'm less concerned than Stoney, but more concerned than you. I don't know that you can safely say that they're not going to skip a beat. I think this is going to be challenging to overcome, and you have them not skipping a beat and not going outside the organization. If they don't skip a beat, that means that offensive line room before this news was beyond loaded. To lose a Pro Bowl caliber center and basically replace him, you know, in the interior of the offensive line with an aging veteran. You still got two guard spots. Mahogany would be a first-time, full-time starter. Ratledge would be a first-time, full-time starter. This is why I'm intrigued to see the counter move.
Right.
What Brad Holmes is going to do, because that's putting a lot on a bunch of players that haven't had this kind of experience.
And,
I don't know.
And Mike Tirico made a great point. You might see guys who are getting cut during training camp that are pretty good, or at least more serviceable and maybe better than who the Lions would have right now. And you look down the road, and I'm reading the Pride of Detroit here, as far as free agency for the following year, looking down the road, and Tyler Linderbaum of the Baltimore Ravens and Josh Myers of the Jets are basically the only high-caliber free agents that are available if they even get to that, if they even, you know, decide not to resign.
Well, let's keep in mind, too, is they don't have to trade for a center. They can trade for a guard.
Right.
They can trade for a guard that snapped at one point of his career, or
yes,
a guy that they can train to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we can broaden the horizons, get a little creative here. That does free up a bunch of cap space that you hope that they'll be able to use to go out and you know, make up for this loss. It might not be along the offensive line, but if you tell me that their defense is going to be significantly better because they can use this cap space to improve their defense, okay, they might not have the best offense in the NFL again this year. But you can still win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, you can.
Let's go to Chris, who's next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Chris.
Not going to be as easy.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Stoney. Yeah, the one thing that, you know, people forget to mention is that he probably hung on a little longer to probably get a bonus. You know, I'm sure there was something contractual that forced him to basically retire towards this time frame. And then the other thing is, don't forget, you probably have arguably the best offensive line coach in the league. So there's probably going to be a bit of a step back on pass protection, but I bet you the run game's going to stay steady. You know, I don't think you'll see Hank Fraley's not going to let the thing fall apart. I think it'll be all right, but I expect to get to let in maybe five or six, maybe six, seven more sacks this year than previous years.
Well, I'll tell you that having Hank Fraley not leave the Lions, that felt like a big in the moment. Mm-hmm. It feels even bigger now, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Here's the other thing, and I'm according to SpotTrack, Frank Ragnow did not have a roster bonus for this year. Okay, so he had a workout bonus of $100,000, so he forfeited that, but there was no roster bonus at all.
Still, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
It is an absolute challenge. Thank you for the phone call, 248-539-9797. Ticket text coming in to the same number. It's over. A three-time All-Pro retires who made this team great. I just hope we can get to 10-7.
I was thinking 10 or 11 before the news today.
I think it is. Just get to the playoffs, man.
Yes.
Seriously,
yes.
We've done the whole number one seed. We've done the whole home field thing. Going through and just look at the teams that have won the Super Bowl, they don't all go 15-2 and have home field all the way through.
No.
It's nice. It's not a requirement. You're still eligible to win the Super Bowl if you got to go on the road at some point in the postseason. They just got to man up and get some stuff done. There's still a lot of young players that are going to get better. And, look, if you think it's over, fine. I think that's sort of foolish. Do you know your home's water score? Telltale signs like water spots, dingy laundry, or dry skin indicate your water score needs to get better. Improve your water score by calling CGC Water at 855-339-4242. This month, get a free Kinetico reverse osmosis system with the purchase of a Kinetico Premier softener. If you're not filtering your water, you are the filter. Call 855-339-4242 or visit cgcwater.com today. Improve your water score. Contact CGC Water Treatment and Plumbing, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer, and tell them Doug Karsh sent you.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We've had extreme reactions to this news, from they're not going to miss a beat through to the window has closed. Truth, of course, lies somewhere in the middle. News today that Frank Ragnow has retired. Look, this is a player that was incredibly good. You know, given probably something that we hadn't taken into consideration before this news came out, there's a really good chance that had he tried to play this year, he was not going to be playing at a Pro Bowl caliber. Because if he's hanging him up, that tells us that these injuries are just probably too much to overcome.
Oh, yeah. Like what Mike Tirico was telling us, talking to other players on the Lions, you know, when they would cover the games. And the fact that he wasn't practicing and they'd sit and worry during the week, you know, that if he was going to play or not, you know.
So yeah.
It's, look, it's not, you know, we had that one text, you know, suck it up, Frank. It's like, really? That guy has sucked it up his whole career. As many NFL players have when you play that sport.
There's an element of bad luck here, too. Mm-hmm. He's not at a point. Did you say he turns 29 this year?
No, he's 29 now. 29. I believe, yes.
I mean, this is far too early. For a player that's that good, it's far too early.
Yeah, you would think. But there are a lot of guys like, well, Patrick Willis, and there was who was the other, the linebacker from Cincinnati, I believe, or another one from San Francisco,
yeah,
retired early. So
The Big Ten kid, the kid from Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is, yeah, there are guys that do this, but – you know, it's there are far more of them that are still this good at 29 keep playing.
Yes, he's played in the league 7 full years, and he just turned 29 like 3 weeks ago, May 17th.
Mm-hmm. So what does Brad Holmes do? I think you're working on in-house solutions mm-hmm. to start with, because, you know, if you say, all right, we're not going to be as good on the offensive line, but we actually think we're going to be better than serviceable, it'll still be a strength of this team with who we have in house. Then you take the freed up cap space of another $9 million and get aggressive. I mean, is this, if I'm to tell you that this sparks them to go do that huge move that everybody wants them to do, I don't know that the problem with Trey Hendrickson, okay, which is what everybody's thinking,
it's not great against the run,
is that they can't. This probably doesn't allow them to offer him the long-term contract he really wants.
Right.
And so, you know, it's they still have the same problem. He'd have to play here under his old contract or a version of his old contract, which is a difficult thing to get a player who said, I'm not going to do that, to do.
And if you really want to look at this with, I don't know, all right, here's, you know, there's a big cloud and maybe there's a little bright side to the cloud. Let's say hypothetically that it goes the way that real doom and gloomers go and they don't make the playoffs and they win, you know, anywhere between 6 and 8 games. Suddenly you have a better draft selection. You can, you know, look at rebuilding, getting better player. I mean, you take one giant step back to make a giant leap forward. I don't know. There's so many emotions that go with you as a fan when this happens. Look, it's not like Jared Goff, okay? If Jared Goff decided to hang it up right now, he'd sit there and say, oh, my God, the season's over. Let's go get Aaron Rodgers or something stupid like that. You know, this is awful, well, but...
As sort of the ripple effect of this news, and Tirico brought it up, I mean, if Goff is going to take more hits... More premium on the backup quarterback situation. Like, this team's trying to win a Super Bowl. As he said, get a save and give you 6 good innings the next week. If that's what you need the backup quarterback to do, you know, they've got to make sure that they got a guy that can do that.
Yeah, one of the two, whether it's the newly acquired Allen or it's Hendon Hooker.
Yep. It's got to be, you know, there are a lot of rings of ramification on the ripple effect of this story because, you know, he was a guy that they've counted on for so many years. In spite of all the injuries, he didn't miss that many games, did he? I don't actually think he missed that many games.
No, he missed probably, I don't know, how many? He's played 7 years, so that's out of a – forgetting the playoff games. So seven times
– I'm just focused on the last couple of years. Okay. But
so seven times – yeah. All right. So last couple of years, three times 17, that's 51 games, right? My math is correct.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what your math was. I'm trying to look this up real quick.
51.
Okay, look at this. 51. He's played 16, 15, and 16 games the last 3 years.
That's 46, so.
That's pretty impressive.
So he missed one game last year. He missed, when did they go to 17?
It was within the last 3 years. Okay, he's missed, the last three seasons, he's missed four games.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's pretty amazing consistency.
Right. Now he had the 1 year before that, I think, where he missed a lot.
Yeah, he played four games.
Yeah.
And I don't think they were particularly good that year.
No.
So, oh boy. Well, the offseason just got more interesting and a lot of, I mean, zeroed in on the interior of the offensive line. Look, I thought Frazier was a steal for where they got him.
Yeah.
Ratledge got a lot of love before the draft.
Yes. They made good picks then, at least on paper.
Yep. Could you imagine if they hadn't gone all in with linemen?
I don't know where they'd be.
I mean, prior to the draft, did we talk much about interior offensive linemen?
Well, we thought they needed a replacement for Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Mahogany looked like he knows what he's doing early, late in the season. But, yeah, I think that was a position that everybody said at least they should address in the draft.
Mahogany's shown promise.
Yes.
Manu, we have no idea.
It's kind of
what's
surprising to me, actually, is before today, depth charts on paper were showing that Ratledge was going to be a starter and Mahogany wasn't, which surprised me because Mahogany had some experience and he looked good.
Yeah. Well, Brad Holmes, what do you got? What do you got up your sleeve? What bag of tricks? Which team is he calling a GM today? You know, where is he on this one? Because he's got his hands full in replacing this player.
Well, there's an all-pro, all-UFL guard for the Michigan Panthers is available.
The Jake Bates of the interior offensive line?
Yes.
Who's that?
Cole somebody. Carble or something like that? I don't know.
Hmm. Cole Carble, come on down.
Yeah. Why I know that is ridiculous.
It's yeah.
The beauty of social media.
Yeah. Well, let's see what they do. In the meantime, OTAs... We're all focused on contract extensions. Maybe Anzalone can get his money now.
Yes.
Maybe Hutch can get his money. Like, maybe this expedites the Hutch contract. Who knows what's next?
Yeah. It's not a good day to be a Detroit Lion fan.
No, but ask yourself this. Would you still rather be the Lions than many teams that are out there?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I would.
So... TJ talked about how hard it is to do, you know, to get up and hurt that bad, not make excuses and just go play. Like Tirico confirmed, yeah, this is a challenge, but the problems the Lions have are still fewer than most. So thanks to those guys for helping out here. But we'll see. I don't expect there to be any counter move. There'll be a press conference with Ragnow, right?
I would hope so.
Yeah. And when you have that, you'll – get a sense for what Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes are thinking.
Right, and at least he retired, you know, only playing for the Lions. He doesn't do that fake thing and re-sign a one-day contract. That just is one. It's on my list.
You don't like that,
huh? I hate that. What, Moustakas did that the other day for the Royals? Yeah, exactly. Dumbest thing in the world.
Well, it's paying homage to his old team.
Oh, God, who cares?
Well... Obviously, the player cares.
I know. But why?
Well, if you're an organization with no history at all, and you got to co-opt somebody else's history and just say, then we can retire his number or something, I don't know.
Hey, look, Mike Moustakas, a great Royal. Eddie Murray did it here, and it's like, really? Who cares? You're retired. You're not going to the Hall of Fame. You're not retiring your jersey. Does it really make a difference what team you retire as? How does that affect life?
Maybe it just feels good to them in the moment, but no, Ragno is not doing that.
No.
So
that's right. Exactly.
Really good player, though. Really, really good player. Is going to be difficult to replace.
I know.
But we got a team with Super Bowl aspirations. Everything that moves the needle one way or another, it's easy to overreact to.
Can Dan Skipper snap?
I'm sorry, Kang. We got him in studio?
We have Rico.
Okay,
Rico,
great.
Rico, I had a question for you. In lieu of the new Michigan State AD, are you changing your name to R Beard?
No, Stoney, it's hard enough for me to get. I can't even get my full name at this station, so I'm not going with R Beard. I'm struggling to get my full name here, so yeah, let's just stick with this. We'll move on.
Who calls you anything but Rico?
Say what?
Everybody calls you Rico. Who doesn't call you by your real name?
No, I'm saying my last name.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what do you guys got planned coming up next?
Kind of dovetail on what you guys are talking about, the retirement and of Ragnow and just where it sits with the Lions and now basically what's next? What do you need to do? How is this going to affect the season coming up? So,
all right, boys, have a great show. Thanks to our crew out here, and we'll be back in studio. Gator will be back tomorrow. Stoney, always a pleasure.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for having me.
Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.